Is it some proposals here? It's 1:30 and I don't want to get in any other action items before we have our open forum and public hearing. So, Scott, I believe I could get you to do a little review of the proposals. These aren't new, they've been out there, the documents are still being worked on. But if you could give us an update on both 8 and 9 under proposals, that'd be great.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, Scott Simpson, Director of the Parks Division. Page 10 in your books contains the beginning of the two proposals that we have out there that were in front of you when we were in Rapid City in October. They both pertain to the idea of allowing pets in our overnight facilities within the park system. As we discussed it last month, there was some modifications that were made to the proposal before it became a proposal to make sure that we had the language right, that folks could get comfortable with it. We did kind of narrow the scope a little bit from just saying pets to dogs and cats, and you see that in the proposal as it's set before you. This was kind of a ground up proposal. Came from the field with some discussions. We know that in the travel industry, more and more people are traveling with pets, and we want to be able to accommodate some of that travel within the park system. So that's the reason that you see this before you. Prior to that, we did not allow pets in any of our overnight facilities. So proposal in front of you would allow dogs and cats overnight in our camping cabins and other overnight facilities. The second portion of that is on page 12, which is a fee to make that accommodation. We looked at what is happening in the hotel industry. We didn't really try to mimic it, but we definitely wanted to take what's happening there and try to make it our own. So that's where we came up with the reservation idea, right? We are asking for $10 per reservation. It probably is not as high as you'll see in the private side of things in the hotel industry. And most of the time you're going to be charged a per night fee. It's just administratively for us and what we're trying to do, this per reservation fee seems to work, and $10 is enough to cover our costs, right? We think that there's going to probably be a little additional cleaning, although I would tell you that in conversation with our staff, we do a thorough job of cleaning anyway, right? We've got a high standard already, and it may add a little bit of time, but it's not going to add a lot of time for us. But the little bit that it does, I think that $10 is the right amount. If we get into this and find out that we need to make modifications, and whatever those modifications are, we can certainly adjust. But I think this is a good place to start with these two proposals, and we'll keep them open for another 30 days. And we would ask, in December that we'll look for approval at that time. We've got to receive some comments, both for and against, and we'll see what happens over the next 30 days. We'll be able to discuss that further when we go to look at a finalization in December.
Okay. Anybody have any questions for Scott? Commissioner.
Director Simpson, could you just talk about the cabins that are going to be involved in this? These are really bare bone. There's no carpet. There's no bedding in it. Am I correct with that?
Commissioner Ristler, that's true for a vast, vast majority of these facilities, right? Mostly what we're talking about, what we have the largest inventory of is those small brown camping cabins. You've seen them at every park that we've taken a visit to, and I don't even know what our total number is, but I'm going to guess it's a couple hundred. Yeah, about 300. That's a majority of these facilities, and you're correct. They are simple. They are hard surfaces. We don't have carpet. We don't provide bedding. So that's the vast majority. Now some of them are a little bit different. We have a modern cabin. We have some lodges and those kinds of things. This proposal would allow us to have pets in those facilities, but it doesn't necessarily mean that we have to, right? It gives us the flexibility. And I think that's what we talked about last month, is that there are some places that this makes sense and some places maybe it doesn't make sense. And at a local level, I think we can maybe have those conversations and make those decisions on what best fit. So a modern cabin, that the new one that we built on at Newton Hills is exactly what we just said. It's hard, you know, it's hard surfaces. There's no carpet in there. We don't provide the bedding, which we don't in any of our facilities. But we do have some modern cabins that do have other, maybe floor coverings and those kinds of things. Yeah, maybe we've got to look at that and say, no, this doesn't fit here. So I think this allows us to do some things, but it doesn't mandate that we have to do those things. But you are absolutely correct. The majority of them are those small cabins, no carpet, no bedding, and we do not supply bedding at any of our facilities in the state park system.
Any other questions for Scott? You said you've already got some opposition on that, and I struggled to find who it was. Maybe like anybody has allergies or something. What would be someone's hang up over a perfectly good lab coming inside out of the cold and finding shelter?
Mr. Chair, as a fellow lab owner, I understand where you're going with that. But the comments that we've received so far are in the book. I think there was 10 of them, and seven were positive, and three that suggested, just as you did, that maybe they've got a pet dander issue or allergy, and maybe I think one of them talked about maybe some asthma or things like that. And we've got to provide our customers what they want, and we are going to have some customers that have different needs. And we've talked about that at a local level. Maybe it is we have to keep back a couple of those cabins that don't allow for pet. But we can accommodate the rest with the proposals that are in front of you. And again, it's not a mandate. It's just an allowance. And we'll kind of figure out what works best for us and what works best for our customers. What does demand look like? If we don't have high demand, maybe it's just a few of these places. If it's really high demand, maybe we've just got to set aside one or two and make those available to those folks that do have some of those concerns.
Thanks. Any other questions or comments for Scott? Nico, we'll do.